Good afternoon. I am very pleased to welcome here in Palazzo Chigi Jens Stoltenberg, Secretary General of NATO. With Mr. Stoltenberg, we have discussed, above all, about the different issues which we will have on the agenda of the special summit to take place in Brussels on May 25th. That will be a very special summit because it will be very brief, but it will focus on extremely important issues. And it will be characterized, moreover, by the presence for the very first time of the new President of the United States, Donald Trump. You know that the summit will take place the day before the Taormina G7 meeting, where the new French president will attend as well. The occasion, therefore, is very important. And I believe that the two issues which will be at stake during the summit will be extremely important for NATO and for our country. Number one, the contribution that the Atlantic Alliance can provide today in the common commitment against terrorism for the stabilization of our region as a whole. Now, this goal is especially important for Italy. We are extremely concerned on this because we have worked these past years to highlight in many venues, and especially in NATO venues, how important it is to focus on the southern flank. Let's say the area of the Mediterranean crisis, near the Middle East, etc., where all the energies of the alliance converge. And also the crisis situations that we experience in the north and in the northeastern area. Considering the crisis of terror, the threat, the new threat coming from the southern flank, in other words, from the Mediterranean, I think that in NATO venues, there is the political dimension, the defensive dimension has been underlined. It is a political dimension because NATO may play a fundamental role, indeed, as we say in the political jargon, a role of capacity building, stabilization, the capability of providing the countries that are threatened by crises situations, assistance packages, in other words, on training, establishing the structures, all which is fundamental. Let us take, for example, Jordan, Tunisia, and their stability is of extreme strategic importance. Hence, for us, the political commitment of the alliance in the Mediterranean, the southern flank, has always been extremely important. And this political dimension should be interpreted with a key that, let's say, will enable us to maintain a conquest which we have recently achieved and consolidated within NATO. In other words, the fact that our being firm versus threats coming possibly from Russia does not mean closing a dialogue with Russia, and especially a dialogue on issues that might be of common interest, such as the fight against the terrorism, for instance. The second issue, which will be the focus as well of the Brussels summit, the special Brussels summit, is the common commitments of the alliance, of the Atlantic Alliance. I believe that these weeks, the role of the alliance, also after Jens Stoltenberg's visit to Washington, it is quite important that the role of the alliance has been confirmed. It is a pillar. It is a true pillar of the relations between Europe and the United States and the other large countries which share the values and goals of the alliance. A confirmation of the role of the alliance is a common commitment on the ground of defense, on the ground of military commitment proper. I am, of course, underlining and reiterating topics which the Italian government has repeated often in these past months, and I myself have reiterated these values and our commitment at the White House last week in 2014 during the summit in Wales. We have underlined the commitments, and we know that there is a goal. And in 10 years' time, these are commitments which Italy confirms and is following along that path. It is our duty to do so, but it is also a matter of a defense spending quota that we have already achieved. But of course, our path will be will take place steadily but slowly, because I would like once again to underline what we mentioned, what we discussed in our talks with Secretary General of NATO. It's not that we measure the extent of the role as defense providers of countries according to the military spending, the amounts or figures, which is important, of course. It is part of our commitment to the figures themselves, as we said already 3 years ago. But we measure this in terms of the capability of contributing to a common security. I wish to reiterate once again that Italy is proud of what Italy is doing in many different theaters, from Iraq to Afghanistan, from the Baltic countries to the Balkans, in many other theaters. Our militaries are committed, as well as in the Mediterranean, fighting against trafficking of human beings. It is a country that is proud to participate, not only as one of the highest contributors of NATO, but leaving aside the economic and financial resources, Italy devotes its professionalism, its dedication, its the commitment of our militaries, because we are convinced of the strategic importance of the alliance for our values and for our country. And therefore, with this framework, this focus, these are the ideas that we will carry to Brussels. Dear Jens, of course, it will be extremely important to summit also from a political standpoint. Thank you.
Prime Minister Gentiloni and Paolo, we have met many times before, but this is the first time we meet formally in your new capacity as Prime Minister, and I really appreciate this opportunity to meet with you to discuss a wide range of security challenges we face together in NATO, but especially to focus on the preparations for the meeting in May in Brussels, where NATO leaders, heads of state and government, are going to meet the new US president, the new president of France, but also Montenegro which is going to be the next or the new member of NATO. We will all be together there and showing the strength and the solidarity of the alliance through being together in Brussels at the leaders' meeting. Let me also thank Italy for being such a vital and highly valued NATO ally. You are contributing to NATO missions, operations, activities in many different ways. And that is of great importance for our shared security, for our collective defense, and for the strength of the alliance. You are on the top when it comes to contributing forces to our mission in Afghanistan. You are in Afghanistan with forces which are of great importance for the mission. I have met them myself in Herat, and they are there helping to stabilize Afghanistan and also helping to fight international terrorism in Afghanistan. And we thank you for your presence in Afghanistan. You are also present in the Balkans, helping to keep the Balkans stable and to also address the challenges posed by foreign fighters in that part of Europe. And we also thank you for being the lead nation, having the leadership in our KFOR mission in Kosovo. Let me also thank you for your contribution later this year to a Canadian-led battle group in Latvia, being part of our enhanced forward presence in the eastern part of the alliance. And Italy will next year lead our High Readiness Joint Task Force, or Spearhead Force, which is of great importance for the readiness of the alliance and the ability of the alliance to reinforce if needed. So you are participating and contributing in many different ways to the strength of the alliance. In particular, I would like to thank Italy for being the driving force for developing NATO's strategy towards the south. We are now in the process of establishing a hub for the south in our joint force command in Naples. This will be an important tool in strengthening, enhancing NATO's ability to address the challenges we see emanating from the south, improve our situational awareness, and improve our ability to react and to deal with the threats, including working with partners in the south. NATO has been in the forefront fighting terrorism for many, many years. And our biggest military operation ever is in Afghanistan. And we have to remember that the reason why we are in Afghanistan is to prevent Afghanistan from becoming a safe haven for international terrorists once again. NATO is also contributing to the fight against terrorism in many other ways. We have established a new division for intelligence. Sharing intelligence is key when it comes to addressing the terrorist threat. NATO is also providing support for the counter-ISIL coalition, training Iraqi officers and providing AWACS surveillance plane support to the coalition, and you are really an important contributor to the counter-ISIL coalition, and this is important for all of us. We are stepping up our support for Iraq, and we have recently included military medicine courses and training, and also stepping up our counter-IED activities when it comes to helping Iraq stabilize their own country and fight terrorism. NATO is also prepared to help Libya. I spoke with Prime Minister Sarraj last week. A NATO expert team will meet with the Libyan authorities in the coming weeks to discuss how NATO can help build institution, a modern Ministry of Defense, Joint Chief of Staff, and intelligence services, help them to build institutions which are crucial to stabilize Libya. And Italy is once again being a highly valued ally, because you are really present, you are really helping to solve the crisis, the problems in Libya, through the political process, but also through your presence in Libya, and we all are grateful for what you do there. Let me also underline that NATO and the European Union have stepped up our cooperation, which is also important for Italy, being a member of both the European Union and NATO. And we have the NATO Maritime Security Operation in the Mediterranean, Sea Guardian, and we have four ships, three maritime patrol aircrafts, and some other assets, providing direct support to the EU operation Sophia, showing how NATO can help support the European Union addressing the challenges, the migrant and the refugee crisis we see in the central Mediterranean, and we are also present in the Aegean Sea dealing with the migrant and refugee crisis. As you mentioned, we will also address burden sharing at the meeting in May with heads of state and government. Burden sharing is about defense spending, and of course when tensions are going up we have to increase our investment in defense. I welcome that Italy has increased, last year Italy increased defense spending, and we are following up on the pledge we made together in 2014 to stop the cuts, to gradually increase defense spending, and then move towards spending 2% of GDP on defense within a decade. But burden sharing is more than spending. Burden sharing is also about the capabilities we are developing. And Italy, again, is contributing with many important capabilities to NATO, to the alliance. And the contributions to NATO activities, missions and operations in Kosovo, in Afghanistan, but also when it comes to our presence in the eastern part of the alliance. So once again, thank you so much for an excellent meeting. Thank you for everything Italy is doing for our alliance. And I'm looking forward to see you again in Brussels on the 25th of May, together with all the other leaders, showing the strength and the unity of the alliance. Thank you.
That's